largest radio manufacturer, presents your Radio Hall of Fame. Each week, for one full hour, the stars made great by your recognition of their achievements are brought to you by Philco Corporation. Makers today of radar and electronic equipment to help win the war. Makers tomorrow of products for good living in a world at peace. Philco is assisted in discovering your choices for the Radio Hall of Fame by the editors of that famous weekly of show business, Variety. Today's honor roll consists of George Burns and Gracie Allen, Marion Hutton, Louis Jordan, Nestor Chiris, Richard Corbell, Kay Armand, Jimmy Carroll, Paul Whiteman, and for our guest master of ceremonies today, we reach into the sports bag and come up with a prize package. He's become one of the best of the football announcers with his broadcasts of the New York Football Giants games. But he made his greatest reputation with baseball. He's broadcast 9 out of the last 10 World Series. He's dear to the hearts of all Brooklynites. For the last 6 years, he broadcast all the Brooklyn baseball games. He's clouded his way into your Radio Hall of Fame because you've designated him as your favorite baseball announcer, Red Barber.
Thanks, Glenn Riggs. And folks, before we go any further, I just want to get one thing straight. Now, that story about Brooklyn baseball fans being so rabid, why, that's just a lot of two-for-one talk. Because I know about a fellow who went over to a Brooklyn ball game at Ebbets Field last summer, and he rooted for the Giants all afternoon. The whole afternoon. Yes, sir, and his widow still laughs about it. Now that we've given you sort of an earful, let's get to an eyeful, because blonde, vivacious Marion Hutton, now wearing them at the New York Paramount Theater, shows an even better form than the Army football team. Now, of course, that's no basis for her being in your Philco Radio Hall of Fame. Even being featured in the subtle and restrained environment of an Abbott and Costello motion picture in society. Doesn't get Marion past your entrance committee. But she was a sensation as warbler with Glenn Miller's band. And furthermore, since becoming a soloist, Variety has rated her as being one of the top gal vocal stars of the country. So those are the items that do the trick. And Philco rolls out the carpet for the hep cat sweetheart, Marion Hutton. Hi, Marion, I saw you in your movie in Society. And look, I'm curious, did they pay you a big salary for that picture?
Oh, I got a wonderful figure.
Terrific. But did they pay you a big salary?
Red, you used to be so shy. You've certainly changed a lot since I saw you last.
Marion, I'm twice the man I used to be.
In what way?
Well, now when I dream of Betty Hutton, why, she brings you along with her. And, you know something? I bet that you're just as terrific with the boys as she is.
Yes, but I always get the shy ones, like one boy. He had beautiful wavy hair, but he was terribly shy. Finally, one night in his parlor, the lights went out.
Yes?
And I said, "Darling, your hair never felt curlier. Sweetheart, your eyes never shine more brightly." Then we kissed and I said, "Honey, this is wonderful, but you really need a shave." Then the lights went on.
And what did he say?
I don't know. I was kissing a sheepdog.
Well, you know, that's just like a gag right out of an Abbott and Costello picture.
It isn't, but here's a song I introduced in their latest, and I'm happy to say it looks like a big hit. My dreams are getting better all the time. Smiled at me in my dreams last night. My dreams are getting better all the time. And what do you know, he looked at me in a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago, and though it's a dream, I never dreamed he'd ever say hello. Well, maybe tonight he'll hold me tight when the moonbeams shine. My dreams are getting better all the time. Music playing while we're praying. lights are low, and now I know soon we'll meet again. Well, what do you know? He smiled at me in my dreams last night. My dreams are getting better all the time. And what do you know? He looked at me in a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago, and though it's a dream, I never dreamed he'd ever say hello. Well, maybe tonight he'll hold me tight when the moonbeams shine. My dreams are getting better, better all the time. Better and better and better all the time.
That gal was sensation, isn't she? And no wonder that she's developed so many loyal fans. And now here's Glenn Riggs to tell you about another crowd pleaser, the Philco Radio Phonograph.
Have you a place in your home reserved for that new radio phonograph or radio you want to own after victory? If you're like the vast majority, you'll choose a Philco. A recent post-war buying surveys give Philco an average preference of 3-1 over any other make of radio. We'd like to tell you about your new Philco that's coming after victory. Perhaps like the majority, you want a new Philco radio phonograph for your living room. All your friends will admire its gorgeous modern cabinet. You'll enjoy every broadcast service on the air, including FM programs, with new beauty of tone, added power, and amazingly lifelike performance. You'll hear your favorite recorded music just as the artist played it in the studio, including records made by the stars on your radio hall of fame. And how about a new table radio for your bedroom or den or sun porch? You can choose a beautiful model that matches your furnishings and gives you big set performance in compact space. For Philco engineers will bring you new efficiency in small radios and portables that are lighter and easier to carry, yet with vastly improved tone, performance, and power. Yes, Philco can promise you all this and much more, including more value for your money. It'll be a happy day when you can walk into your Philco dealer store and say, "Here's the radio I want."
One of the best of the small jive combinations, the Tiffany Five, is headed by a gentleman who's recognized as a kingpin in his field. And he's a heavyweight as a composer, too. His song, "Is You Is or Is You Ain't," is one of the most popular of the day. And his Tiffany Five's recordings of the ditties that he wrote are up near the top of the list of all the jukebox records. His "Is You Is" is second only to a recording by the champ himself, Bing Crosby. Louis sings them, he swings them. And here comes Louis Jordan and his Tiffany Five playing Brother Jordan's own sensational "Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby."
Got a gal who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, "Is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You're still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?" Thank you. baby. Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?
Ah, that was great, Louis. Now, how about Caledonia Boogie for an encore?
She got great big feet. She's long, lean, and lank, and ain't had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot? I love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, cause Caledonia is your name. My mama told me to leave Caledonia alone. She said, son, that woman ain't no good for you. She'll take all your money and go off and leave you with the blues of the night. But Mama didn't know I was in love with Caledonia. So I'm going down to Caledonia's house and ask her just one more time. Caledonia! Caledonia! Well, what makes your big head so hot?
For 14 years, a team named George Burns and Gracie Allen have been playing in the league of radio popularity, just like the Giants did this afternoon in upsetting Green Bay 24-0. And you know, like baseball, Gracie Allen is a national institution. Probably the only star to ever have a name featured in the title of a motion picture, the Gracie Allen murder case. Today, she's the only comedian to have a syndicated newspaper column. Why, naturally, you just rooted these Swat Smiths of laughter right into your Philco Radio Hall of Fame. So without further ado, meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie.
Wait a minute, Red. I don't know how to tell you this, but it isn't George and Gracie anymore. Never again will it be George and Gracie.
Why, Gracie, you don't mean...
Yes, Red. George has left me.
Left? You mean for good?
Yeah. He said I'd never see him again except once a week when he'd come to pick up his mail and my salary.
But Gracie, I don't understand. How could he leave you?
Well, why not, Red? I'm not so much. Take away my pretty face, my brilliant mind, and my stunning figure, and what am I? Just an ordinary, desirable woman.
Oh, gee. He had no right to leave you, Gracie. Well, who cooked for him and sewed for him and kept his house a spick and span?
Yeah, and who hired the woman to do it? I did. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
Well, now, look, Gracie, what was it? Did you have a big argument over something?
Yes, but it was different from any other argument we ever had, Red.
Different?
Yeah, I lost it.
Well, Gracie, would you like to tell me about it? You know, maybe I can help.
Well, it started yesterday morning at breakfast, Red. I had just received the most wonderful news, and I was simply bursting with it. George was happy, too. I could hear him humming as he came downstairs.
Blessings come from above.
Good morning. Good morning, dear.
Oh, good morning, darling. Oh, George, I have the most marvelous news. What's the most wonderful thing you can imagine?
You're going to quit wearing hats.
No. Something really wonderful.
Our sponsor is giving us a big raise?
Oh, no. Much better than that.
Oh, gee. I don't know. What?
My mother's coming to live with us.
Is that what it is?
Oh, well, George, you don't seem very enthusiastic.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm quivering from head to foot.
Well, you certainly don't sound very happy.
Happy, but I am. See?
Oh, George, would you rather my mother didn't come?
Oh, no. I can't wait for her to get here.
Well, now, look, George, our marriage is a success because we've never hidden anything from each other. If you don't want my mother here, just say so. I'll understand. After all, that's what a wife is for.
You really mean that, sweetheart?
Well, of course I do, darling. Just tell me the truth.
Well, as long as you feel that way.
Oh, yeah? Well, she's coming anyway.
Look, Gracie, why does that old battle axe... why does your mother have to come
and... Oh, George Burns, you have no right to talk about my mother like that when she's not here.
Well, how does she talk about me when I'm not there?
Well... All right, I guess you can say a few things.
I thought so. Your mother hates me.
No, she does not. There are just a couple of things about you she just can't stand. Now, if you change them, she'd be crazy about you.
What couple of things?
Your looks and your personality.
She's mad about me.
Oh, my goodness. All this fuss because my dear, sweet little mother wants to visit us. Don't you know that I'm her own flesh and blood?
Make it just her blood. When you get a flesh, I'm divorcing you.
Oh, George Burns. You're a mean, cruel, heartless man.
Okay. If you want your mother here that badly, she can come. But only for a short visit, mind you.
Well, of course, dear. I give you my word it'll be just until the painters finish her house.
All right. And not a day long.
No, of course not. Now, let's see. Where can she sleep? You think the couch in the living room is comfortable?
Oh, sure.
Oh, good. Then you sleep there and she'll take your bed.
This is going to be great. Look, when will the painters finish your mother's house?
Oh, in practically no time. See, maybe Mama will cook for us.
When will the painters finish her house?
Well, dear, they can't start painting the house until it's built, can they?
They haven't built the house yet?
Well, no, but they will as soon as my father has enough money to buy a lot.
And when will that be?
Oh, well, he should find a job any day now.
In other words, your mother is dropping in for around 30 years. I'm sorry, Gracie, but it's either your mother or me. If she comes,
well,
I go.
You mean I've got to choose between my mother and you?
That's it.
Well, there's so little difference in my love for each of you. I'm her daughter, George. I always think of myself as her daughter, but you, I think of myself as your... Well, there's even less difference than I thought.
I'm serious, Grace. Make up your mind. Either your mother stays away from here or I leave.
Well, There's only one choice I can make, I guess.
Naturally.
I'm going to miss you, George.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. I'm leaving right now.
Oh, now, George, wait.
No, I'm through. You'll never see me again. Goodbye.
Oh. Well, that's the way it happened, Red. He left me.
Well, now, don't you worry, Gracie, because he'll come right back to you. Why, George has been eating for years. He isn't going to want to stop now.
Well, I'll miss him so, Red. Breakfast just won't be any fun tomorrow morning. I'll have to cook it myself.
Well, now, Gracie, everything's going to be all right.
Oh, gosh. When he puts on his underwear tomorrow morning, he'll be someplace else. It'll be the first day since we're married that I won't start the day off with a laugh.
Yeah, I've seen what you mean.
Oh, Red, if he'd come back, I'd never say a harsh word to him for the rest of my life. I'd be gentle and sweet.
Gracie.
Huh?
Look what walking taught us.
Hello, Red. Hello, Gracie.
Well, where have you been, you beast?
Well, Gracie, a little while ago, I kind of changed my mind about things.
Right around lunchtime, wasn't it, George?
Well, anyway, Gracie, I've been doing some thinking, and I figured maybe you were right and I was wrong, so you want your...
Oh, wait a minute, George. I've been doing some thinking, too.
You have?
Oh, yes. And I decided that, after all, it's your home as much as mine. And if you don't want my mother living with us, you should be able to say so.
Oh, no, Gracie. I'd love your mother to stay with us.
Oh, George, you don't have to say that for me. I'll love you more if you tell the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, gee, if you feel that way...
Oh, yeah, well, she's coming in.
Okay.
In the Latin American wing of your Radio Hall of Fame, devoted to honoring our talented good neighbors, is Nestor Charis. Now, it's just too bad that Nestor's uncle, who was Pancho Villa's official photographer, isn't around to take a picture of his famous nephew's installation ceremonies. Nestor is being honored because he is considered the leading lyric tenor of Mexico and is also Mexico's ace recording artist. And I'm sure that you'll admit that he's got plenty on the ball as you listen to Nestor Charis sing Granada.
Soñada por mí, mi cantar se vuelve gitano cuando es para ti. Mi cantar hecho de fantasía, mi cantar sol de melancolía. Conserva el embrujo de los ojos moros, de sueño rebelde y gitana cubierta de flores, y beso tu boca de grana, jugosa manzana, que me habla de amor. por ejemplo. Manola cantada en coplas preciosas. No tengo otra cosa que darte que un ramo de rosas, de rosas de suave fragancia que le dieran marco a la Virgen Moreno. Granada, tu tierra es hoy llena de lindas mujeres, de sangre y de sol.
And that was Granada, delivered in winning style by Nestor Charis, accompanied by the orchestra led by 11 men in one. That powerhouse of the musical gridiron, the dean of modern American music, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you very much, Red, but do you mind telling me why you use football terms in describing me?
Oh, not at all, Paul. Well, look, to me, you're the very personification of football.
In what way?
Well, Paul, your hair's kicked off. You got a terrific backfield. And your stomach's gone into a huddle.
That crack about my hair wouldn't have gone last week. I had a whole lot more hair in the head then.
Well, that's very nice, Paul.
What happened to it?
Congratulations.
It retreated to a new defense line on my chest. Red, do you mind if I ask you a very personal question?
No, not at all, Paul.
I've heard you broadcast those Brooklyn baseball games, and are you from Brooklyn?
Why, yes, Paul. I came from Brooklyn.
Well, tell me, why is it everybody always comes from Brooklyn and nobody ever goes there? But putting personalities aside, I want you to meet a first-rate musician. His name is Richard Corbell, who at the age of 10... has been described as our best music critic as being one of the most gifted pianistic prodigies of the day, with an amazing technical ability. He's played twice at Town Hall, and this past year appeared in his own recital at Carnegie Hall, one of the youngest artists ever to give such a recital. There is Richard Corbell.
Well, Paul, I know all about Richard Corbell. Dick, I've heard you, and honestly, I think that your staccato-catissimo octaves are remarkably controlled. Your shading from pianissimo to fortissimo is perfectly graded, and you have a brilliant legato catalina.
I think you're strictly in the groove, out of this world, and boy, what a solid sender.
Well, the odds are more than ever that after you listeners have heard this 10-year-old prodigy play La Campanella by Liszt, you'll agree with the critics and his concert public that his is one of the most brilliant young talents of the day. Thank you.
our thanks to the Radio Hall of Fame's youngest guest, Richard Corbell. Most of you know Philco for its leadership in the field of radio, but to men in industry, its reputation dates back more than 50 years as a leader in storage battery research and engineering. Philco has supplied an ever-growing share of those big, powerful industrial storage batteries, which, for example, enable even a girl to do the heaviest hauling in a warehouse or factory, which help to operate your telephone, control the flow of electric current into your home, haul your coal from the mines, aid your travel by operating modern railway air conditioning and car lighting. 1,001 heavy tasks are performed by these hard-working Philco batteries to help keep American industry humming and to add comfort to our American way of life. In storage batteries, as in its other famous products, Philco is continuously adding to its long procession of engineering firsts. The newest of these, just announced, is the Philco 30, a battery of revolutionary construction that gives 30% longer life. Like other Philco firsts, which have had a profound influence on modern battery design, the Philco 30 sets an entirely new standard of performance by which all storage battery values must now be judged. Thus, the Philco storage battery division adds to the tradition which has made the Philco name famous for quality the world over. Your Radio Hall of Fame will continue after station identification. This is the Blue Network. You're listening to your Radio Hall of Fame, which this week pays tribute to George Burns and Gracie Allen, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, Marion Hutton, Nestor Chiris, Richard Corbell, and as usual, Paul Whiteman, as well as your guest master of ceremonies, Red Barber, who again takes over.
Marion Hutton is a champion jumper. Now, of course, I don't mean that Marion up and clears the high bar at any 6 feet 11, but the way she makes those bars of music jump around is a sound for sore ears. Now, Marion gives you an example of her ability as she does a jump arrangement of No Bout a Doubt It.
I used to be most capable of keeping a conversation. I never, ever faltered in my pronunciation. My speech was quite as flawless as could be. But what did you do? Yes, what did you do to me? Nobody doubt it. I mean, no doubt about it. I'm in love with you. Nobody doubt it, I mean no doubt about it, what I say is true. They are driving me insane, my talk's affected, I jumble every line. Cause something in my brain got disconnected when your lips connected with mine. No fool I'm feeling, I mean no feel I'm fooling like a kid of two. I love you so much, I mean I love you so much, what am I to do? I'll never walk straight. You got me so I just can't talk straight. Nobody doubt it, I mean no doubt about it, I'm in love with you. My train of thought won't clickety-clack, it's had a terrific smack-up. You've gone and knocked it off of the track, and I just can't get it back up. I put my shoes on the pillow, go to sleep on the floor. I wind up the cat and put out the clock and do things I never did before. And ever since we met, I prattle like an itty-bitty baby with a rattle. No fool I'm feeling, I mean no feel I'm fooling like a kid of two. I love you so much, I mean I love you so much, what am I to do? I feel I'll never walk straight. You got me so I just can't talk straight. Nobody doubt it, I mean no doubt about it, cause you're libelous, I'm marvelous, thunderful, I'm wonderful, I really mean it, I really mean it. Nobody doubt it, I mean no doubt about it, I'm in love with you.
Say, Red.
Yeah, what's it, Paul?
I guess you know I've been wanting to take off a little weight and And I thought since you're acquainted with the best athletes, you might be able to recommend some good physical instructor.
Oh, just your thing, Paul. Why, I think that Benny Leonard is your man. You know, Benny's an all-round athlete. Paul, a few workouts with him might put you right in shape.
Gee, thanks, Red.
Say, Paul.
Yes, Gracie.
I don't like to butt in, but there's someone here tonight Benny Leonard couldn't hold a candle to. This man's the greatest all-round athlete in the world.
Who is he?
My husband, Muscles Burns. Yeah, I'll call him over. Oh, George.
What is it, darling?
Well, nothing. Just stand there.
Stand here?
Yeah, we just want to look at your beautiful body.
Gracie.
Isn't he magnificent, Mr. Whiteman? There he stands in all his brutal splendor. Old barrel chest.
He's got a couple of staves missing, hasn't he?
Certainly not. Johnny Weissmuller thinks he's got a chest. Why, George has got twice the chest Weissmuller has.
Oh, Gracie.
Well, please. You have, dear. You not only have a chest above the waist, but one below the waist, too.
Thanks, dear.
You know, Paul, sometimes when I look at George's body, it scarcely seems human.
I get the... I get the same reaction.
His body is more like a piece of fine machinery, a streamlined airplane. Why, when he runs around in his nightshirt, he looks like a P-38. You know, the kind with the split tail.
All right now, Gracie, that's enough.
Oh, but darling, I just can't say enough about your glorious body. Oh, I get such a thrill when I see that perfect V formed by your shoulders and hips.
Really?
Oh, yes. You see, you start out nice and wide and then come to a point right up to your darling little shoulders.
Gracie, do you really like George's type of physique?
Oh, yes. And you know what else thrills me about George?
What?
The hair on his chest.
Oh, go.
Well, George, it does. It's such a cute little curly one.
Gracie, what is the idea of all this build-up about me?
Well, Paul Whiteman is anxious to develop a trim, athletic figure like yours.
Well, Paul, the first thing you got to do is go on a diet.
That's right. Mrs. Whiteman has been cooking too many delicacies for that tummy of yours.
What's so funny?
Well, I was just thinking. Mrs. Whiteman takes the food out of one pot and you put it right
Gracie.
Into... Gracie!
That's enough of this now.
All right, dear. I'll just briefly tell Paul how you keep yourself in such excellent physical condition.
Gracie, there's nothing outstanding about my physical condition.
Nothing outstanding? Why, Paul, you've seen these professional strong men demonstrate their strength on a telephone book?
Sure.
Well, you ought to see George. He can take the New York telephone directory and just lift it right off the table.
Ah, the kid's a giant.
Oh, you bet. He wanted to get into the army, but then they passed that law about nobody over 28. And George was just 1 year too old. Did George tell you about that?
No, I didn't know him during the First World War.
Let's drop the whole subject, well, shall we?
No, just a minute, dear. I want to tell Mr. Whiteman how you keep in such splendid condition. Now, Paul, the first thing every morning, George leaps out of bed and takes his exercises.
Is he pretty limber?
Oh, yes. He can bend over and point to his toes 30 times. And then the next thing he does is rush in and turn on the ice-cold shower. And while I'm taking that, he has a warm bath. Oh, and you should hear him sing while he's bathing.
Good, huh?
Oh, well, you've never heard such music come out of a tub. George, fling open that little rosebud mouth, unlock those silver tonsils, and blast Mr. Whiteman right off his big podium.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring flowers that bloom in May.
Oh,
when it's raining.
Oh, what a man. Why, he's a combination Weissmuller and Sinatra.
You're right. You're right, Gracie. He's got a voice like Weissmuller and a body like Sinatra.
Now, look, cut out the clowning, Paul. If you're really serious about taking off weight, there are two things that'll do it. Diet and exercise.
What kind of exercise?
Well, rowing is good. Go get yourself a boat and get busy.
A boat, huh? What do I get, a flat bottom?
Well, not right away.
And if that doesn't take the fat off, don't worry. The government will help you.
The government?
Oh, sure. They need waste fat to make bombs and boats, you know. And you've got enough fat around your waist to make a blockbuster.
Oh, come on, Gracie. Goodbye, Paul.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Whiteman.
This week in the Writers and Composers Study of your Radio Hall of Fame, we find two desks occupied by Jerome Kern and lyricist E.Y. Harburg. The lush, lovely words and music created by these two in their recent collaborative effort will soon, we are sure, be haunting the airwaves. And we refer to one of the most breathtaking scores ever written for a motion picture, Universal's forthcoming Technicolor feature, Can't Help Singing, starring Deanna Durbin. Paul Whiteman, Kay Armand, Jimmy Carroll, the orchestra and chorus pay tribute to Kern and Harburg with the delightfully singable songs More and More, Any Moment Now, Californiae, and Can't Help Singing.
Can't help singing, now the promise that April is bringing. I am floating along on the crest of a song. There are bells in my heart and they're ringing. Less and less unwilling.
gave up wanting more and more of you.
More and more I'm caught in your
Now, folks, we've only got a few more seconds left to play, but before you start leaving the ballpark, I just want to tell you how much that I've enjoyed being with such first-rate good sports and performers as George Burns and Gracie Allen, Marion Hutton, Louis Jordan and his Tiffany Five, Richard Corbell, Nestor Harris, Kay Armen, Jimmy Carroll, and Paul Whiteman and the orchestra and chorus. And next week, your guest master of ceremonies will be one of the greatest dancers of all time, stage and film luminary, Ray Bolger. And you'll also hear that splendid dramatic star, Elizabeth Bergner, with Onslow Stevens in a radio adaptation of her Broadway stage success, The Two Mrs. Carrolls. And you'll also hear that unique personality, Hildegard, and an outstanding novelty trio, The Three Sons, and they are champions, every one of them. And now, with many thanks to Philco, a champion in its own field, this is Red Barber urging each one of you to help carry that ball right on over the goal line in the sixth war bond drive that's kicking off tomorrow. So I'll make for the exit of your Radio Hall of Fame, leaving Glenn Riggs to carry on till the final whistle.
Sunday at this time, Philco Corporation brings you your Radio Hall of Fame in the name of Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada. After victory, those dealers will bring new products for good living to your home. Finer radios, phonographs, refrigerators, and air conditioners under the Philco name. Famous for quality the world over. The Philco Corporation invites you to listen to more stars made great by your recognition of their achievements next week, when we again throw open the doors of your Radio Hall of Fame. George Burns and Gracie Allen appeared through courtesy of Lever Brothers, makers of Swan Soap. Fame was produced by Tom McKnight. This is the Blue Network.